Happy Halloween, slashers and scream queens, and welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast for us. What did I just say?
I don't know. You said blah, blah, blah.
I'm so tired. A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies and the...
And happy Halloween.
We made it to Halloween Day. So yes. Happy Halloween to everyone. Hope y'all had a good, safe weekend.
Y'all have dressed up as something sexy, sex positive. I almost said slutty. And had all the fun y'all want to have.
I hope y'all had all the fun, if y'all know what I mean.
Because we did.
Not together, but yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. But not like that. Yeah.
They saw us on the Instagram, yeah, twerking, yeah, and everything.
But no full penetration happened.
No, not that we're going to say allegedly in public.
Right.
Exactly. Right. That's for our OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's the OnlyFans cut of Halloween 4, the Return of Michael Myers episode. Where Michael Myers returns for some vengeance.
Speaking of Halloween 4, what movie did we watch today?
What you just said, Halloween 4, the Return of Michael Myers.
The return of his ass, because yeah, he was not in the third one.
No, so this one was directed by Dwight H. Little, written by Danny Lipsius, Larry Rather, Benjamin Ruffner, and Alan B. McCoy.
Alan B. McCoy.
This one had a budget of $5 million and grossed $17.7 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that this one has like a reputation of being like, yo, like Michael's back.
Back again.
People love the fourth one. I know. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It feels least. Very Halloween-y.
Sure.
Halloween.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And very like gloomy.
And we have new characters, mm-hmm, in this one. Yep. No Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nah, she did.
She did. But pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mask looking like, you know.
For an example.
Whatever that is.
That's from Amazon.
It looked like that bitch got it from Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Michael looking crazy in this movie.
Yeah, he sure is, baby.
Yeah.
He sure is. But, you know, now we have him back. He is now haunting his niece, a daughter that Jamie had between Halloween 1 and 2. With, I guess people think it's Jimmy from Halloween 2, which I can probably see that.
Or it's just anybody. It could literally be anybody.
But I think this was the last name, Lloyd. I think that was his last name in Halloween 2.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes more sense then.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They did.
I don't know, because of a car accident. But this movie came out in 88, which in 88 we had a...
There was a lot of movies in 88.
Yeah, so in 1988 was the first year in which all three of the then top horror franchises, Halloween, F13, and Nightmare on Elm Street, all released new films in the same year. We got Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. We got Friday the 13th, Part 7, A New Blood. And Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master. And additionally, the first Child's Play was also released in 1988, as were Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, and Phantasm 2. All became major horror franchises.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. 88 was like the year.
It was the... It
for, at least like for it. These horror icons, at least.
Yeah, and then 89, like the same thing happened, but those parts weren't good.
They were trying to do it again. Let's do it again.
Because we got like the part fives and, well, part eight, I guess, for Jason, but...
Fucking Jason.
Jason went to Manhattan in 89.
Oh.
Freddy was haunting a child that wasn't even born yet. And where did Michael go? Oh, Michael came back for revenge.
Yeah, Michael's back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was 88 for you. And, you know, Beetlejuice also came out that year.
I was going to say, you've been watching a lot of 88s.
Yeah.
He went randomly in the morning. He came up. He's like, Jonathan, I've been seeing all these movies, like 88, 88, 88 everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, one day he watched all movies. So happened to all men be in 88.
I mistaken one.
Except one, yeah, that's Heathers, true.
But
that's okay. We'll just
was recorded in 88, so we'll go with that.
It's somehow related
in the 88 era. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this mask, the H4 mask has received a primarily mixed reaction from fans. I'm surprised I hear mixed. Yeah. So many have stated that's the mask appearance is too blank. Some have found its expression to be more clown-like than the original.
I can see that.
The quality of the mask has also been criticized that it appears more flimsy, mm-hmm, than the others.
Which, hey, he got out of a convenience store.
And it does feel very stretched. It feels like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Others have praised its emotionless manufacturer style look, citing its similarity to cheap store bought mask, which, I mean, he did get it like at a pharmacy.
I guess, but he also got the first one out of a fucking store, doctor store, whatever.
A hardware store. I'm surprised they sold masks, but whatever.
Like, it's the same shit, so you can't really say that. Those are the people that be like, yo, that movie was good, and no matter what, I don't care. It was good. And I'm like...
Nah, when Michael did the Undertaker thing over the bed, I was like, oh, this is what we're doing.
And then his shoulders are like fucking too wide for his fucking body.
Motherfucker wanted to be a football player and put on shoulder pads.
Yeah, like, who are you tackling?
It's a big shoulder, small head, and then that mask is not helping.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, his silhouette is kind of cool. Like, if you really, like, in some shots from far away where you can't see the mask, he looks, like, actually, especially that shot before he has the mask on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great. I wish he looked like that the entire movie.
People always said that he should have just kept the bandages on. It's still a non-face white figure,
but it's like a creative way of doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, but and maybe at the end he kind of be like, "Nah, bitch."
At one point he forgot to put on makeup. So, like,
oh yeah, then it was like he had to run.
That wasn't Michael.
Who was that?
That was Ben Tramer coming back from Revenge on Loomis with the blonde hair. That's what
Ben
that was.
Tramer.
That was Ben Tramer.
Oh shit!
The ghost of Ben Tramer said, "I've been looking for your ass, Loomis.
Get the fuck out of here,
because of you, I was murdered." That was quacked.
Yo, that's a good theory. I can see that because he only went for him.
Yeah.
Because then when he was coming after Jamie, got makeup on.
It was the white mask again. Yep.
That's actually very good.
It was Ben Tramer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's actually super. I can see that. I can totally see that. The director, I think, thought that too. I think I saw that on the trivia.
The director said, oh, remember Ben Tramer? He's going to come back as a ghost real quick, as a cameo, and he's going to throw you through the door.
Lewis was like, wait, what?
And then this movie, so there was a scene was filmed to bridge the story with Halloween 2.
Okay.
And Halloween this one, because it's been 10 years since the original, but for Halloween 2 it's been 7.
Yeah.
But it's just that Halloween 2 happened the same year as Halloween 1.
Gotcha.
It was a flashback to the finale of part 2 with a scene where Loomis is being tended to by paramedics where he sees the burning body of the shape. Loomis exclaims to the EMs technicians to let him burn. You see where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. But they dose the flaming body of Michael Myers despite his pleas. A similar moment occurs in Halloween Kills with Laurie saying let it burn after she sets the house on fire with Michael trapped at the end of Halloween 2018.
So that was supposed to be a deleted scene from the last one?
No, they filmed it for this one, but it didn't make the final cut.
Gotcha. Okay, because he fucking exploded in the second one.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
He exploded.
No. Loomis exploded. Michael's face was burning off.
We see the mask literally disintegrating.
The movie literally face to black as his face is just burning.
Like, and then he got a little first scratch. First of all,
how is he seen? He got shot in the eyes.
Yeah, both of them. Not one. Two.
Are we supposed to assume that the devil was like, you know what? You can have your vision back and part of your face.
Like, not all of it.
We need this franchise to get back on its feet.
Yeah, we don't see his face, so maybe he doesn't have a face. Oh. It's just bones. It's skeleton. It's just bones. Sorry.
He looking like that. Under the belt. He looking like Jackson, our third host here. Sorry.
He looking offense. Like that. But his hand is a little purple. That's it.
In some little burn.
Yeah, that's
little
it.
Burn. He didn't burn.
It's like
that
Loomis.
Much.
Loomis exploded, but he got a little burn on his cheek.
It's not like he walked out of the flaming like a fucking phoenix out of the ashes, talking about I'm gonna get you, Laura, and then just fall over.
No. He was completely fine. Just didn't see the part where he was like, I'm good, just keep going.
And Loomis just a fucking fried egg just landed on his face and it got stuck on there. That's all that happened to Loomis.
I'm surprised he got a limp. Like, what's happening with Loomis? Like, why are you in this movie? You literally disintegrated out the earth. Like, that was a Thanos snap.
That's one of the things that bothers me about part two.
Like, we see them.
They died.
Die. Like, there's no chance of living. No.
But y'all wanted to please fucking people and be like, yo, he's back. Y'all should have just let him dead.
This is why.
You should have just not listened to people and continue the fucking Halloween 3 treatment.
like, that's when people defend, like, movies like this where I'm like, oh, like, I didn't like it because, like, honestly, this movie shouldn't exist because these characters are fucking dead.
Oh, they sure died. That's why I act like part two doesn't even exist.
Yeah, because it's like, why bother? Just, mm-hmm. one, it ends there, and then, I guess, three, it just continues to fucking four, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because there's no point. There's literally no point with two. And three, these characters are not, just continue it without fucking Loomis. Why did he matter in this one? He didn't do nothing. They killed his ass. They killed Myers without his ass there. He literally didn't do nothing.
His ass got thrown through the door and disappeared.
He was gone. He was nowhere near that third act.
I guess Loomis and Michael are the Batman and Joker of this franchise.
Yeah, except of this timeline. You know, they're always together and fighting all the time. I don't know. Like, I love him. Daniel Pleasant's amazing.
They can't kill each other.
No, I guess they not. They can't kill each other. I guess not.
They need each other to survive and keep thriving. What does the Joker say to Batman in that one movie, the Dark Knight? He says something that was very deep, and this is what Michael and Loomis are.
It's just like Loomis. He says something kind of like, I need you. Oh, he's like, you're trying to kill me or something like that. And he's like, I can kill you. No, I need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super dude.
They need each other.
They do.
Mike, he took care of Michael for 15 years, you know?
I mean, they do make a point where it's like, well, if we kill Myers, he can just fucking retire or something or fucking die.
He's like, nah, I ain't retiring.
Yeah. He's like, nah, I'll find Ben Tramer again.
I mean, it gets to the point where he's putting a little child in front of Michael and be like, take her. Yo. So he can kill him. Like, come on now.
Yeah, he... And Loomis does fall. I thought he was done after the second.
And then also, these people... crazy. I mean, this is only technically the second time it's happening, not the fourth, but why y'all keep transferring this man on Halloween?
I guess, yeah, this is the first time, right, that happens?
Technically, because the first one he escapes, second's the same night, then three, and then this is the first time they're actually trying to transfer him.
Yeah, I never
understood. But there's always that joke, it's like, why are you always transferring? Always. It's like, it's not always. It's
in 2018, it's like, it's Halloween, and it's like, why? It's why always thing. Halloween? Like, mm-hmm. that's, I understand that's the title. I don't think that's what John Carpenter meant. That he symbolized fucking Halloween.
Well, I think it's funny. That's like, y'all literally transfer him the night on his anniversary.
Yeah. Like, Michael, guess where we're going?
Knowing that he's probably at his most powerful.
Yeah, that's true. If he was a being.
November 1st, gone.
Yeah, Michael Bublé shows up.
If you watch Halloween 5, it's a year later because Michael is, he's like, I'm dead. But then Halloween comes. Oh, shit. Ooh, I'm Super good. Saiyan.
Like, let's transfer him now.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make no sense.
He literally disappears and shows up on Halloween.
Oh, my God. Look, I know we're supposed to suspend our disbelief.
Oh, we are. We're just having fun.
We're having fun. I get it. If you love this movie, whatever.
I love this movie.
Yeah, he does. I told my, because my girlfriend's kind of watching all of them. So we were like, I can't wait for you to watch four because of Loomis. Because I was like, I want her to see Loomis.
Loomis is better. Loomis is better in five.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's crazy.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I was like, you haven't seen anything unhinged yet. Wait till you get to five.
Because I thought he was already unhinged on the second part.
And then part six, he can barely stand, but he's there. But God, rest in peace, because he died before that movie was even released.
I forgot.
Yeah, he was like on his verge.
This is the character. Obviously, Daniel Pleasant's amazing actor. I do love, I feel like without him in these movies,
this timeline wouldn't be as good.
No, it wouldn't. Even the original movie, it's like, he still gives you like that eerie sense of like fear with him that's really powerful. But it's just my thing, five, man, you died. Or four, you died, man. Like, there's no way. In two, you died. But in four, he's not supposed to be there. Come on.
You got thrown through the door. By Ben Tramer.
Then disappeared.
Yeah.
He didn't come back, right? At the end.
Oh, well, he shows up at the house.
At the house.
And let's talk about that. Y'all should have just let Jamie be the new Myers. I was here for that. As a kid, that got me a little hype. I was like, hell yeah.
But like,
girl killer.
I guess I don't know how it continues because I don't remember.
You know what happened is that that wasn't received well. So they're like, you know, let's just say that he like, you know, came out of the river. And some homeless man took care of him for a year, and then on Halloween he was like, I'm not dead.
Well, he survived an explosion, fire, also a million gunshot wounds. Like, fuck it. He can just do whatever.
I mean, they do explain it off in six, and you know, this whole cult thing. But like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, six tries to fix what the damage five causes. But my thing is that they could have done a time skip.
They could have just done like Jason, like, fuck it. Let's just, all these are movies are canon. And
you should have just kept Jamie as a killer. You know, just you know, I don't know, time skip, and she's an adult woman, same treatment as Michael, and then she started doing all the same things.
I don't know.
It would. I know people would have.
Yeah.
Hate. I mean, it's, I think it's one of those things thing that
we wouldn't know if we would like it. You know?
Try with Corey and Michael and Halloween Ends.
The problem with that one was that they just kind of threw Corey in there and then they killed him off. And then yeah, guess what? Michael was back.
At least here he has a knees. It's connected to him somehow.
Yeah, I guess so. But let's go with the cast so we can go down the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I completely forgot because there's new characters here. We got Donald Pleasance, of course, as Dr. Sam Loomis. Danielle.
Oh, my God.
Harris, sorry.
Get that bitch!
Daniela Harris as Jamie Lloyd. We saw her at the convention today with her co-host Scott.
Scout.
Why do I even say Scott?
I don't know.
I'm dyslexic, bro. I thought I said Scout, but I said Scott.
You said Scott.
We got Ellie Cornell as Rachel Carruthers. Is that the last name? Carruthers?
Sure. I think I'm not seeing it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't remember them saying the last name. George P. Wilbur as Michael Myers.
Yes.
Michael Pataki as Dr. Hoffman. Mm-hmm. Bo Starr. Is he related to Anthony Starr? No, he's an American. No. As Sheriff Ben Meeker. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kinmont as Kelly Meeker, mm-hmm. Which you told me that she was the Bride of Reanimator.
Yeah, she is.
I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. We probably talked about her being in Halloween 4 in that episode. You just don't remember.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I said.
It by the book. I remember Zach saying that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Then I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Sasha Jensen as Brady. And that's pretty much it. Everyone else is pretty much... those are our main characters.
Yeah.
Characters that are related to them.
Mm-hmm. So there is two characters that... You guys didn't catch it, so I was just like... I was just going to say, I'll just wait till the podcast. Mm-hmm. So... Rachel gets a ride from a girl named Lindsay.
Okay.
And then at the pharmacy store, there's a boy named Tommy.
Oh, listen.
Hanging out with Brady. Okay. I almost called him Brad again. So the girl Lindsay, who drove Rachel and Jamie to the discount mart, was going to be revealed as Lindsay Wallace from Halloween 1978.
Oh.
The little girl.
Oh, I see.
And she was supposed to have a larger part in the film as Rachel's friend in helping her babysit Jamie, but that was cut due to budget reasons. The third boy hanging out with Brady and, you know, Wade was supposed to be Tommy Doyle also.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Kind of connecting everyone.
To connect them. I get that. I honestly got confused because at the beginning we have Rachel taking care of Daniel Harris. Oh, my God. Jamie. And she says, your mom used to babysit me. And I was like, is she supposed to be like the little girl?
I like Rachel.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Rachel.
No, Rachel's great.
It's just a name change. Would have been cool because if she was Lindsay, then it would have been full circle.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I see that. Like, because that confused me. I was like, oh, wait, but it was only 10 years since the original.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
she would be 20. Like, oh, I guess that
so.
Could work.
She would be 17 if 17. They were 6 or 7 at that time. And then Jamie's
in high school, right?
Yes, and yeah. Jamie's 7 years old in this. She's supposed to be 7.
Okay,
Daniel Harris was 11 at the time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that makes sense. I can see that. But that's cool.
And then Sheriff Brackett, because Dr. Loomis does ask for him. So they say that he retired in 81, kind of an homage to part two. That's when the part two came out in 81.
Gotcha.
But, you know, he moved to Florida.
Damn. Also, he right there. Yo, let's have you in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he retired after his, and I think one of them was Annie. So,
this movie also has a great scene with the Ben Tramer kind of like dilemma. Yeah. Bro, I was laughing. This is hilarious.
It's not as funny.
It's not. Yeah, it's not shot as funny, but the situation is hilarious.
People in this movie just love making mistakes. Yeah, there's a lot of facts about this movie. There's even a novel. There was supposed to be there was another treatment for it that didn't make it. I wish they did. This Michael Myers is the third tallest Myers in the franchise.
Tall. He looks fucking tall.
I'm assuming the first has to be Rob Zombie's Myers.
Yeah, that man is a fucking
Tyler
unit.
Mane.
I wonder if they gave him the shoulder pads because he's like skinny and lanky.
Maybe.
To make him look whiter. Because I was like, I wonder if without it, he would look too like kind of like, you know.
And his shoulders are not intimidating. He's supposed to be 10 years older too.
Oh, that's true.
He's not a teenager anymore technically.
Yeah, that's true.
Donald Pleasance was 69 at the time.
I got him.
Hey, Donald. But yeah, so
69, he looked great.
You think so?
I don't think he looked that old.
The limp made me see the age. Yeah,
the limp was kind of funny.
I don't know if it was a real limp or a fake limp, but
it had to be fake because I feel like in some parts it looked too exaggerated.
Yeah,
because you know how like it felt like
when he was going up the stairs, like motherfucker Dewey was struggling. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Dewey,
yeah,
where he's walking like that. It felt like that to me, but it could. I don't know. He wasn't wearing like he didn't have a cane for like half the movie.
He didn't.
No, he lost it.
Oh, that's right.
He was holding Jamie by the head.
Guide me, little girl. Guide me. Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, let's jump into the movie.
Let's go.
So we open on October 30th, 1988, in real time.
And that's why I was like, John Carlos, when is this movie come out? The title. He's like, fucking watch a movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
This is technically H10 if we go by years.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we get some spooky shots of the around town. Very, very the Halloween feel.
It very feels gloomy. Very fall. Mm-hmm. There's like the scarecrows, the leaves, the pumpkins. Yeah. Very cool.
There's an ambulance on their way to a hospital to pick up Myers to take him back to Smith's Grove. And I don't know why they chose tonight, but they're choosing tonight. We don't know because what happens.
Because it's Halloween. Michael's favorite spot is
Haddonfield.
Haddonfield, but they give him some stone cold, what is it, Cold Stone ice cream. Because it's his anniversary. So they give him ice cream like, hey, remember when you killed all those kids? Here you go, a little ice cream for my little murderer.
Yeah, okay. they wheel him out with the Halloween theme paint, but the Halloween theme got bopped.
Like, yeah. It's just like, it goes really hard. I was like, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I did hate it as a kid. I was like, it's too happy for me.
Yeah, it you kind of grew to it.
I grew to it, but it's a little too happy for me. We're not supposed to be happy right now. We're supposed to be like, oh, shit.
Oh, she's going down.
Yeah.
But it's going down in a different way.
Right. So, yeah, they're transferring him. And basically what happens is that he wakes up and murders these EMTs, which was kind of homaged in Freaky. And the Freaky.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of just grabs one of the EMTs by the thumb. Head. Yeah, but he just smashing it, and then you see blood on the back of it. I was like, he only hit him like twice.
Michael's strong.
I guess so.
He's a strong man.
I'm surprised they didn't like inject him with something.
I think they did.
They did?
It didn't
work. You know what they did at before they killed him in.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
Myers? So yeah, we get introduced to Jamie. She's kind of looking out the window. The ambulance is outside. We're like, oh shit, it's raining. We meet Rachel. She's trying to comfort her because she hasn't really been sleeping. Mm-hmm. We find out that they're not really sisters.
Do you love me like a sister?
Right. Mm-hmm. She has a cute dog named Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, and then it's revealed that she's Laurie Strode's daughter.
Yep.
Which in this
Shaw, she was pregnant in the first movie.
No, maybe the second.
Maybe the second one.
Maybe after. But maybe the third one.
Oh, damn.
During the third one?
Damn, that's crazy. Actually,
okay, so in 80... Well, technically, the second happened in 78.
Yeah.
Jamie is 7.
Yep.
So she got pregnant in 81? Yeah.
It's not... Yeah, 81.
So kind of homaging again the second movie. Uh-huh. When it was released.
Damn, so she dated Jimmy.
For like 3 years and then got pregnant. Okay.
That's a good timeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, because she was underage technically in the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that. Yeah, yeah. She was a senior, right? I think.
Yeah, but I think she was only still 17. Oh, her Lord. Character.
Jimmy, come on. Grown ass man.
Because it wasn't like, oh, she went to school with my brother.
Oh.
Yeah. What if his brother would have been Ben Tramer? Kept it in the family.
Rest in peace.
Kept it in the family, Lori. Rest when one peace, brother man. Dies, date the other.
Holy shit. My brother just died. Don't worry, baby. I'll help you.
Yeah, it might taste the same. I don't know.
You stepped in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So, yeah, she's having a nightmare because Michael attacks her. This is where we first see that mask. We see it through the mirror. He's just standing there like, I'm going to get you. And then he gets up from the side of the bed. He grabs her, pulls her. But yeah, it's just a nightmare.
corner. She's fucking having a panic attack in the closet.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised she knows what he looks like, but there might be newspapers that she's seen. I know she has a picture of him.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody in the town knows about the murders that happened in 78.
And we find out that she does get bullied later, and she also has a picture of Michael when he was younger, so I guess she's supposed to know, because they know they kept the whole brother-sister thing in this timeline.
Even the town knows that they're related.
Yes, exactly. So then we have breakfast the next day.
And the mama's like, Rachel, you're going to have to stay home tonight because I'm getting digged down. And Rachel's like, Mama, I'm getting digged down.
Yeah, if you want your grandkids and my marriage to go well and me go to college, I need to get Brady digged.
I need to get cream pied right now.
And I can't be doing all this babysitting. And then Jamie come out and Jamie be like, well, I'm sorry that I'm such an inconvenience for you. If my parents wouldn't have died, I wouldn't be here anyways. And I was like, yes, shut her ass down, Jamie. No,
Rachel turned around like, yeah. Bye. See ya.
No. Not her fault. It's not her fault.
I just see Jamie as being like any little bit of an argument being like, then fine. If my parents weren't dead, then I wouldn't fucking be here anyways. And they're right. Like, why'd you gotta bring that shit up?
You know what would have been better? If if Rachel's parents would have died and Jamie's like, now you see how it feels. But you know what this reminds me of? This sister kind of foster like sister rivalry. Relationship. Andy and Kyle.
Oh, I can kind of see that. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they're fosters. Mm-hmm. It's harder, and I can see that.
Yeah, and then Child's Play came out this year, so, like, Jamie and Andy were, like, around the same age, dealing with separate
issues with a fucking doll.
Yeah.
Some little fucker.
I don't know who has the best luck.
I don't know. I felt bad at the end of this movie by Jamie.
Yeah.
But I can see that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how like the whole foster thing has always been like a common mm-hmm. thing.
But Rachel kind of changes her mind. She's like, you know, I'll take you trick or treating, and you know, it's been rough.
Because she's a nice person, Rachel, but she's trying to live a normal life. Like, yeah. I get it.
It's like she's a teenager.
Yeah, and especially she has an abusive boyfriend.
Okay.
She does.
He didn't hit her.
I didn't say physically abusive. But okay. Abusive nonetheless.
Let's call him a gaslighter.
Abuse.
Yes. But Loomis is back. We find Loomis and he's trying to figure out why they transferring Michael. They shouldn't be doing it, blah, blah. But then the doctor gets a phone call. We go to the crime scene and Michael has escaped and Loomis is like, I knew it.
No, but okay. First of all, this they call it a truck.
They keep calling it a bus. And I'm like, bus. Ambulance.
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 And it's like, falls off a bridge off to the lake, right? Or mm-hmm. the river.
Yeah.
And they're like, how many people were there? Three or four, technically. Mm-hmm. How many bodies did you find? I don't know.
They were all chewed up.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay, it was the alligators. They fell into a river.
It's like, you don't see it, but off screen to the side, there's another bus flip upside down filled with gators.
Motherfuckers must have thought an animal or something taller than them. But like, motherfucker, okay, but there has to be like...
bones.
At least four different bodies that you can find.
Okay, if they were like mutilated or whatever, like there's bones, like nothing's going to eat the bones there. You can be like, oh, there's two arms, well, two legs, one.
We can check the dick sizes. Michael has to be the hung one if he's there.
Okay, let's reel it back.
I'd be so good at CSI. I'd be like, oh, what was it? Okay, I think his is the hung one.
Carlos, what the fuck?
What?
Why are you already ready for dick?
Always.
You suck dick?
Oh.
Trashy hoe.
You're nothing but a trashy hoe.
That's Carlos.
Whoa. You know who's abusive? You are.
No. Yes. You were already defending fucking whatever his name is.
I'm not defending no Brad E. Okay? I'm not defending him.
You're like, he's not an abuser. He's a gaslighter.
Which is, yes.
That's what he made you think. You're being abused, bitch. You're being abused.
He's a gaslighter. I'm not on his team.
Are you though?
No.
Because if he shows you a good time, you know.
No, I would fuck Michael, not him.
Oh, hot take.
Yeah. That is a hot take.
Okay, fine. So he's a bad guy?
Yeah.
He's an abuser.
Yeah.
So now that we're in the same page that this Brad E.
We're
is
not on
abuser.
The same page. Now we're at the gas station.
Oh, yeah, shame. Gas station.
So Michael kills the mechanic and the waitress.
Yeah,
and
which, like, homage 2018.
Yes, exactly.
Or 2018 did an homage to that.
Yeah, so that's basically the scene. Loomis arrives there because he gets hitched. No, he arrives there by his car.
To get gas. But he's pissed because he's like, yeah, y'all motherfuckers need to be putting gas on this shit. It's one of those gas stations.
Right. So I think there's a state that still does that.
New York.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
He finds Michael at this diner, who I guess the theme of the diner is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. There's just pictures of him everywhere.
Yeah, that's the owner admired this man. This will be my diner, but it will be like Chucky or something.
Yeah, like it's so interesting.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool shot. I love this because he's just right across from Myers. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a zoom in, almost like a vertical effect.
Yeah.
And zooming in straight to Myers, like with the wrapped on around his face. Mm-hmm. And just a long mechanical suit.
Michael Myers was he was already in his costume. He's like, I'm a mummy. I'm a mechanic mummy.
He's like, trick or treat. But he looks so creepy.
Yeah,
I love this look. It's sad that they didn't continue it.
Because it's still considered a shape. There's no vision to it, to the face.
You still don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know who he looks like or whatever. He's literally Myers, but in an interesting way.
They should have went for the swing.
They
should have went for the swing again. And not of the wraps.
Yeah, that's true.
They should have went for it, see if it worked or not.
Like, just
they knew it. They were going to make another movie after
especially
this.
Especially if you looked at that goddamn mask. I would have been like, just don't wear it. Just
I feel
don't
like
wear
I
it.
Say this every time we talk about Michael Myers. What the fuck were y'all thinking? Who let this happen? Who?
Like, look. I know it takes a lot of work, and I'm not trying to disparage all those people that worked on the mask.
I'm not, but it's like...
But someone made the final decision to be like, no. Like, yeah, let's just put that on. That looks amazing.
I would have said, like, it doesn't look right. I think we should just keep to the wraps. No face, no emotion. Looks creepy.
Because it's like, what's the difference?
Right.
Let's see if we get it next time.
So, I read somewhere that they got into an argument over this mask. Somebody wanted the holes bigger. Someone else was like, nah.
Holes bigger? They're already fucking big enough.
That's the one they used.
Oh, okay.
Because the one we saw, the unpainted one, was how it was before they even touched
it. Yeah, and it looked kind of like
the
original.
It looked like it's supposed to. But, okay, I can't find it. But, that's why. He looks goofy. Especially when he kills Bucky and there's light on him.
Yeah. That's the thing. You can tell that they kind of try to hide it mm-hmm. as much as possible because a lot of times you see him from afar or in a silhouette or something's covering his face a lot of times.
I'm starting to prefer Five's mask over this one and people hate that one.
I kind of like Five's.
I do too.
It's just the neck is crazy to me. That's literally it.
But he's like, it's hot.
Yeah, exactly. His hair slipped back. He's a little sweaty, but that's about it.
Also, he's like, I've been dead for a year.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, let me just put this mask on and call it a day. I'm not popping the collar today.
No, not today.
No.
But it's just, this looks so cool. I really wish it would have, because it kind of also gives me like Invisible Man vibes and shit. Like, it looks so cool.
I feel like they wouldn't have done it. I think they were probably scared.
Yeah, because
got hate from the last movie. Let's not kill this franchise.
And it's probably one of those moves that like people probably would have hated it at the time,
right?
But then give it some years and then people would have liked it again.
Yeah.
So
you can never
make anybody happy.
No, we got what we get. But he ends up escaping with a tow truck. He blows up the gas station. Loomis almost gets blown up again.
He's like, shit, close one.
Yeah, we see that the power lines go down, so you know later phones are not working.
Yep.
And then then Jamie's at school and she's getting bullied by these kids talking about your uncle's the boogeyman, your mama is dead. And
I was like, damn. Like, first of all, kid, why are you wearing a costume that says mask?
Right. Second,
you bitch, why are you talking? You ugly.
they only bullying her because she's not wearing a costume.
You're like, okay.
Like, what's up?
And I love that they come back later. When she has a costume.
Talking about, oh, you look cool. I'm like, and I would have been like, you some fake ass bitches. That's what y'all are.
You're so awesome.
Yeah.
Jamie, we always loved you.
Right.
And you know what Jamie does?
What?
Hangs out with them. Like, yep. No. Come on, girl.
That's like when if Jamie would have won the lotto. Oh, Jamie, your mama did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. Yeah. Can I get a couple hundred, a thousand?
You were wearing a costume. You were Barbie, right? With the pink? Yeah.
Yeah, come on, girl. You could have just said that. I'm Barbie. Oh, and then immediately, oh, bro, that's so cool.
But they would have been like, you're not blonde, though.
Okay, and you a bitch. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm Michael Myers, Barbie. But
have you ever been like bullied like that? Like, you know how like in school they would have like Spirit Week or whatever the fuck it's called? Did anybody ever make fun of like one of your things?
No, we had one that was like crazy. It was something like be crazy or whatever, be free or like creative, whatever. And I thought what I was wearing was a little crazy. My friends were like, motherfucker, you wear that like every day. Motherfucker, this is you. And I was like, but I'm a little more flamboyant today. Like,
you know, usually I'm a 98, I'm 100 today.
Yeah, I pushed it up a little more and y'all call me crazy.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, so I guess
we had a Spirit Week day that it was like dress up as a kid, like you were a child.
Oh, that's
it was really weird. Uh-huh. So you would have people dress up like with, you know, oversized diapers and stuff. Like, I don't know, something stupid. So I just wore like I think it was like a Minecraft shirt or some bullshit. And I remember this girl, so out of nowhere. Never talked to her, never seen her. She was like, oh, what are you dressed up as? And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's just Spirit Week day, like as a kid, I guess, a nerd. And she was like, oh, I thought you were a F word. Like straight up just boom. And then just walks away like nothing, bro. Mm. And I was like, damn, that's, I was like, oh, wow.
I would have probably hit her.
I was just in shock. I wasn't expecting that.
It would have been an accident. But my hand would have accidentally.
Bro, that was a crazy day. So kids are that mean.
Yes, they are. So what happens is she gets picked up by Rachel and Lindsay. She changes her mind. She wants to now go trick-or-treating. And Rachel's like, well, you got to be ice cream or trick-or-treating. She said, can we just do, ¿por qué no los dos? Why not both?
That's true.
Yeah. So Rachel's like, okay. But Rachel doesn't want to go take her to get the costume because that's where Brady works.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't want him to see like I'm needy or whatever. Oh, and then Lindsay's like, girl, go get your man. And then we meet Brady and Wade and I guess the guy, other guy named Tommy.
And we find out that he's abusive because she's like, hey, so about tonight, you can't dig me down. Because so
I got a babysitter.
And he's like, yo, what the fuck? I was edging this whole time, bro. Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
He literally was just like, what the fuck?
He's also eyeing Kelly across the room.
Which is kind of fine. But wrong. You have a girl.
Right.
Like, come on.
Jamie finds her costume. It's a clown costume. And she sees herself in the mirror. And she sees her uncle then, in, like, as a kid. Like, she resembles him. And it's not the same. I mean,
it's not the same costume at all.
Not even close.
Not even the same mask.
Missing, like, two or three colors.
Yeah. Also, you're getting bullied at school and you just had to dress as a clown. At this point, it's your fault.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But come on.
But
oh, your mom's dead and you're a clown.
And your dad and your uncle's the boogeyman.
Also, I wouldn't be bullying the girl that the uncle's a murderer.
No, bitch, I would have used that shit as an excuse. Oh, you want to fuck with me? Let me go get him. You want to talk about that shit? Let me go get him. So,
Oh, shit.
So behind her, we see that there's a Myers mask. We see a hand grabbing it.
Oh, shit.
It's Myers. He puts it on in front of her and then tries to grab her and she screams.
I thought
that
happened like in a dream. Like, I thought she was thinking about it.
It's hard to tell.
It looks like he grabs her, but I'm like, there's no reason for him to grab her. Right,
because the first time we see her, their ambulance is outside and then it's not. And then he's in the house, but then she wakes up from it. I think she's just seeing him.
Yeah.
He was there, but I don't think he ran in. I don't think he tried grabbing her, and I think he just walked off, and she saw him, she kind of like went crazy.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting if like she would have seen the mask and gotten scared from it,
and then
get that cut, kind of like it could be like, oh, she's just thinking about
I just love that it's the last mask.
Oh yeah,
what if it wasn't there? What the fuck was he gonna wear?
The pink one. The pink one you get later.
So then Loomis is trying to hitch a ride here to Haddonfield. Some teenagers fuck with him, and
which is kind of funny.
This is really mean. It's really mean.
It's mean, but kind of funny.
He hitches a ride with a man that's like super religious, and this man is deep. He's like, "Oh, you can't kill the damned or whatever. They're no man at all." And I was like, "Okay." And
they're then both Loomis like deep as hell.
Yeah, Loomis is like, "Cheers to that. You damn right." You can't kill evil.
Yeah, he's like, evil is something that we live with, but can't live without.
He had the blackest eyes,
the devil's eyes. He had the whitest mask, the holiest mask. It's like they're both like antithesis. Like, they're like opposites of each other.
Also, the man behind him had stickers like, "Oh, read the Bible. I love Jesus." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I'm like, "I'll walk. Just keep driving."
Yeah, it's only 80 miles. So then Rachel's parents are leaving. Rachel and Jamie head out. She calls Brady before she leaves, talking about, "Oh, you know, I'm going to just take a trick-or-treating fly 30 minutes. I'll be home by 8. Tell him, like, you know, come over or whatever."
Yeah.
Because she's trying to give her mama some grandchildren already.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what she said at breakfast, not me.
That's true. She did say that. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Loomis is looking for Brackett, but we find out that he retired, moved to Florida. There's a new sheriff, Meeker. They don't really believe Loomis about the Myers things until the phones are out and they're like, "Oh, you know what? Let's go check on Jamie. Let's make sure she's okay." We get some Michael stalking them while, you know, they are trick or treating.
Yep.
But Rachel, that's when this the kids go up to Jamie. Yeah. So the kids find Jamie being fake, talking about, "Oh, you got a costume now. You look cute or whatever, Jamie."
Yo, you're so awesome, Jamie.
Yeah. And then what happens is that
they go to this one house. Yeah,
Kelly opens the door.
It was Kelly.
Yeah, cops do it by the book shirt. Very popular shirt.
Also, almost naked.
Yep.
I don't know why she opening the door like that to children.
Also, I don't know why Brady came the fuck downstairs. I would have been waiting upstairs for her in the room like, chicka, chicka, chicka.
edgy boy.
Yeah. And why is she opening the door? If you're in the middle of fucking, leave them kids out. Leave the fucking bowl outside.
You don't have to give candy to kids.
You can also leave the bowl outside.
Yeah, exactly. But no, she decides to open it because then how the fuck does the story continue?
We needed some Jerry Springer action up in this bitch. Yeah,
so from afar, you see Brad E.
Brad E.
Looking over like, "Oh shit, I got caught.
Oh shit, I forgot that Rachel was going trick or treating tonight with her niece. How can I be so stupid to come downstairs and show my face?"
With his other head.
He sure was.
She looks at him and goes, "Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Go have some.
And I'm going to fuck that bitch up later."
Yeah, bitch. Fucking watch your back.
You on my list.
Watch your back.
I know her uncle.
And then he comes out like, "Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's like,
I'm not with her."
Yeah, it's like, don't start.
And then Kelly's like, Brad E., I'm waiting.
Come on. He's like, "Okay, fine."
But in the midst of all this arguing, she loses Jamie.
Of course.
So then we get another Halloween Kills kind of homages. They see men at the bar. They see the news.
Shot almost exactly like the fucking movie.
And so they head out to hunt this man.
Yeah.
They causing the mob.
And this is why these guns swinging, redneck, salt of the earth, motherfuckers, big heavy damn shotguns, and being like, "Let's go kill him
tonight."
Yep.
That's exactly what they're saying.
And they ready to be cowboys.
Love lives today, but evil dies tonight,
baby.
That's what it was. So Loomis arrives at Rachel's house. They go in. They find the box that Jamie had with Lori's pictures is all over the place. And then Loomis is like, "Oh, he was here." And then Sheriff Meeker's like, "How do you know?" And then they find Sunday in the closet. And Sunday's like, "Rumbert."
And I was like, "Can I pay that dog?" That dog dead.
You know, Michael, I love you, but God, you don't really. Why you gotta be touching?
Michael ate fucking raccoons, brother. Like, you think he care about fucking dogs?
The dog did nothing to you.
Like,
that dog could have been
maybe he was growling.
That dog could have been your niece. It belonged to Jamie.
And you think he gives a fuck?
He should have. Gave one fuck at least.
He takes him.
Dog could have kept going with your bloodline.
Well, not anymore.
Call it Doggy Myers.
He fucking named Dog Myers.
Then we cut to Bucky the electrician trying to, you know, make the power lines work.
Oh, yeah.
And then at least the phone lines. And then Michael murders him by throwing him onto the electrical stuff.
In slow mo.
Yeah. And then Bucky gets electrocuted to death and the whole town goes dark.
Oh, shit.
Poor Bucky. I love that. I love that. It's like, hey, he's not really an important character, but we want you to guys know his name. So we have Bucky real big on his hat.
Oh, yeah. I was listening. I look at his tag and I was like, oh, it's in his fucking hat.
Now his hat is Bucky.
Oh, that's Bucky.
That's Bucky.
But of course, we don't even need this scene. I'm going to be completely honest. No, it's just like so dumb to like just show us that the power went out.
Yeah.
Like,
and why it went out.
Yeah, so silly.
Michael's everywhere, though.
Yeah, he be jumping everywhere.
Because then he's back at Rachel's later because he sneaks in the cop car. And I was like, motherfucker, why don't you drive to the electrical plant?
Yeah. My man be moving.
So then Rachel's still looking for Jamie. She sees someone that looks like Myers and starts running.
Because it's like all smoky or like foggy. So. Mm-hmm.
Which could have been Myers at this point. And walking, you know, back to her house.
Yeah. So, she is going down this, what is it called? Like an alleyway. Alleyway. Yeah, yeah, an alleyway. And she sees him from far. And then she decides to turn the corner. And like, I'm like, why are you running towards and around him? Just walk back.
She's like, reverse. If I run like a runner in a track star, I could jump the fence and he can't. He also got to jump the fence.
It's true, but imagine I got to jump the fence. She jumps it and Michael's right there behind her.
I'm not going to lie though, she fell, but she got up real quick.
She did get up quick. She
wasn't like, oh my God, help.
That's true. Like, my leg, I got a cramp or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, if y'all get lost in your neighborhood, just go home. Like, y'all both know where you live, right?
Right, right.
That doesn't make no sense that she's, like, in an alleyway. Yeah. Like, are you here? Hello?
Like, if you get lost, just come to the house.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
Right. Don't go to your mama's house because, you know, she's not there. But you can come back to our house.
But no, apparently an alleyway is the best way to find a child.
On a Halloween night.
Halloween night.
Yeah.
And it was empty. There was nobody in Halloween either.
I think because it was already late at night, so everybody just went inside.
No, it was
inside.
Before 8, remember?
No, because at that point, she had seen Brady. So she's like, oh, fuck him.
Yeah, that's true.
So time might have passed, and everyone went home, and Jamie just, like, nobody was like, little girl, where's your guardian?
Because she's little. Yeah. Like, it's not like she's, like, little girl, but she's tall, so she might be, like, teenager.
Right, yeah.
No. She a little girl, so someone would have been worried about her.
Right. But
whatever.
So yeah, then they end up finding each other. Loomis finds them. He's taking them home, but then we get a whole squad of Michaels.
Yeah.
Which I wish they would have got shot up just for trying to be pranksters.
See, he had a flashback to Halloween 2.
We needed a Halloween 2 treatment, like, oh my God, we just killed Ben Tramer's cousin.
That would have been fucking awesome. I would have loved it.
Is
this one day we get the Sam Hale?
No, so maybe. Well, we go to the police station. Michael massacred the whole station.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's like he jumped around again to the station. Everyone dead.
Yeah, Meeker's out of cops.
It's like, damn it, Meeker. Come on, just fucking join us.
Yeah, so this is when the men show up and then they say that. Because then they leave the police station and all the mob shows up.
The mob again. I love this line because it's like, what in the Sam Hale?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Trying to say Samhain or Sam Hane.
Sam Hane.
Yeah. So, they're like, oh, Al lost his little boy that night. And I'm like, who was the fuck was his son?
Yeah.
Was it Bob? Was it Ben?
I don't know.
Al?
I'm trying to think. Like, was there any in between them?
No. Well, Michael kills Ben. He kills Bob.
Yep.
Who else does he kill in the second movie? Oh, well, technically.
Oh, well, yeah. That's, but maybe he thinks. That would be... So, my theory is that... That he killed Ben. That he thinks that his son Ben died because of Michael.
But technically.
So it was the motherfucker that's standing across from him. And he's in front of Loomis like, he killed my son Ben. I'm gonna take him and kill him and get my revenge once and for all. And Loomis is just like, side eye. Bro, that's crazy.
His name is only Big Al, so he doesn't even have a last name. I'm gonna just assume it was either Bob's.
I'm gonna say
it
Ben.
Has to be Bob's. Dot whatever.
Ben Tramer's.
That's we'll go with Ben Tramer.
And Loomis is just sitting there like, please don't tell him it was me.
No. But Loomis gets these men riled up and they're like, go get him. go kill Myers. So they all go in their Ford trucks and they hunting.
It's like a Ford commercial.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever wanted to kill a man in a Halloween mask night? On a Halloween night with your boys?
We're leaving Rachel's house. There's a sheriff deputy leaving Rachel's house, but Michael Myers is in the back seat hiding.
Oh, damn it! How did he get in there?
Right. The mob does find someone in the bush.
In the bushes, we don't know who. Nothing. If it's human, if it's not, it's moving. The bush is moving.
So they shooting.
They shoot it like it's fucking Jason Goes to Hell. Yeah. Like this man, whoever's in there is Swiss cheese. For lack of a better term.
Well, it was somebody's son because they're like, damn, we just killed this kid.
And he, like, this is why y'all can't be cowboys.
This is why y'all shouldn't be having guns.
Yeah, and do you think they told the cops? No. Nah, they still quiet. They're like, Michael did that.
Yeah, Michael did that. But Michael don't use guns.
Yo, man.
He used it on your daughter.
Look, she's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Come on.
Listen. So... then Kelly and Brady are getting it on, like real freaky dicky.
And you're like, damn, she got some melons. And
he got a nice chest.
And he's like, he's ready. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been edgy all day.
Yeah.
But then he gets cock blocked.
By her daddy.
And he was afraid. He's like, oh shit.
I just love that they get home and they're like, play it off. She only has a shirt on and she's just sitting on his lap, like, we just reading. Okay, bitch. I would have gotten home like, what's that smell?
Why smell like pussy in this house? It smells like deodorant and pussy.
Yep.
What's happening?
It smells like sex in here. It's hot and steamy up in this bin.
He's sweaty.
And it's the not book's the fireplace.
Upside down. Yeah. The book's upside down. And oh, look.
His pants are just sticking right out. Like,
you suck his crap.
Yeah.
She's wearing like barely any underwear. Yeah. Like, there's no way. And
No bra.
So the titty, she got big titties, so they be flapping everywhere. Yep. Because she has no hold. So the dad has no, like, oh, okay, this is not weird. Yeah, anyways, no. Michael's gonna come to kill all of us.
But you know what gets interesting? Rachel's here too.
They look at each other like, I told you. She walks up like,
oh, so y'all were fucking.
Yeah.
Rachel knows what's, even though her dad don't know, Rachel know what the fuck was happening.
Rachel comes in, smells like pussy, right, officer?
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so Rachel kind of here tells Brady about Myers and who's the one doing all of this.
Brady's trying to get into her good side.
Right. Which is Jamie's uncle. The sheriff has no luck getting any help. They're trying to contact the state troopers to see if they can come into town and help because Michael obviously killed the whole police station.
Yep.
Kelly's making some coffee for everyone.
This is the Jerry Springer moment.
Yeah. No, not yet. Nah. Because the officer gets through with the cops.
Yeah.
And we do get a really creepy shot of Michael like behind the door or something.
Yeah, from really far away. It's really creepy.
And then Rachel and Kelly are in the kitchen together, and then they start arguing, and then Rachel throws some coffee on Kelly, and I would have done more than that, but
I'm surprised. And then she didn't even react to that. So that coffee was cold.
Yeah. Cause Rachel was like, oh, you knew I was him. And she's like, I didn't know. And she's like, yes, you didn't know I was with
him. And he was like, he's not married, first of all.
Yeah.
So he can fuck whoever the fuck he wants.
Y'all weren't even dating.
Yeah. Like,
you were just a booty call.
Oh,
a sneaky link, a side chick.
Damn. Bars.
And then Rachel's like, I'm not taking any of this.
And throws a coffee at her.
Yeah.
Which I would have just started. And then they cut away. Like, they throw hands for like a second.
Right.
Because I would have been fucking pissed.
Because like, you throw coffee at me, and the minute you throw coffee and turn around, you getting grabbed and snatched back. It's snatched back. And you better hope your hair is real because it will come off.
Just grab the coffee grounds, throw it in their face. It's just like this crazy scene, this fight happening, and the cop that's at the door, like, just not hearing anything.
They should have let them throw hands.
That would have been fun. I needed a little bit of that. Michael sneaks
in the house that way.
Yeah, the door Michael's opens
like,
a little bit.
Michael's like, damn, I don't got to do no work here. I just walk right the fuck in.
It's like that meme where Michael's in the closet, and it's like the abusive couple, and he hits her, and he's like, but it's during this scene. During this scene, they're like, well, bitch, he fucked me. He's like, damn. No, well, he was my man. No, he's not married. So he fucked me. Oh, shit. Bitch, here's the coffee. Oh, damn. He's like,
Jamie's getting chased upstairs and they have no idea. They're too distracted by Brady. Brady Dick must be real good.
He must be fucking crazy.
For them to be going this fucking hard at it. So, yeah, Kelly starts, she brings coffee to the deputy.
Like she's trying to fuck him.
Like nothing happened.
She's trying to fuck him.
But she finds the deputy and the deputy's like, I'm dead. And then Michael Myers. Like
in a corner.
Yeah, Michael Myers is on the rocking chair. He gets up and then he double penetrates her with a double barrel through the wall.
Shit, and shotgun. This one is fucking cool. It's kind of funny that he's not using a gun. I don't know why I find that so interesting. He's using a gun.
But he's not using it how you're supposed to use it.
No, not in the proper way.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of Doja Cat the whole time. Because she has
what?
I was going to say gun, but I meant a song called Gun. Uh-huh. And she's like, I can show you how to use a gun. And Michael's like, I'm going to stab you. I don't know.
Nah, this girl flies at the wall.
And he does a little head tilt.
Yeah.
A little bit, not that much.
Not drastically, no. So then Rachel finds the deputy in Kelly's body, and the deputy's like, I'm dead. And Kelly's like, I'm dead. And then.
And you know what's crazy? Is that Rachel starts crying.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, that's what you fucking get, stupid bitch.
No. So, okay, I'm gonna reenact this scene. Ready?
I'm gonna do it. I'm Kelly. Wait. I'm
dead. I'm gonna see the officer first, okay?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead.
That's what that bitch gets. That's what that bitch gets. Oh my god, deputy.
Good for you, bitch. Bitch, I'm gonna about to get Braid E's cock inside of me.
Yep. That's what you get. You got double penetrated by a double barrel. So Myers starts a chase, kind of ensues here. Brady's like, what the fuck's going on? They're trapped in the house, they can't get out. So the only way out is up. Yeah, not the movie. So Myers and Brady get into a fight. Brady gets his fucking head squished by Myers,
which I'm like, yeah, kill him off.
Yeah. The girls end up in the attic out a window, and there's a whole chase scene in the roof, which is really cool chase scene.
Yeah.
Rachel here, her character, she got injured during the scene. She was in real life.
Oh, really?
She was falling off or sliding down the roof. I guess she caught on a nail, but she went to the hospital, came back and finished it. So
damn bad good, bitch.
And then, yeah, Rachel falls off the roof. Jamie's hanging off on a wire, go choking. She's choking.
Yo, after this movie, Jamie would have trust issues because she's like, yo, Jamie, hold on to this telephone cord.
Yeah.
Right? I got you. Seconds later, drops her.
You know what I want to know? How she got down? Because they cut away from her. Rachel falls, and then Jamie's already running around the corner.
She fell, and then someone stepped on the cable or something because she stopped, right?
Yeah.
So when she looked down, she's like, oh, I'm on the floor already. I might as well just jump out.
She was still high as hell. She was. You saw her face. She was choking. She's like, help. Mama, please help.
Dude, that was so funny. She was like,
So.
And then out of nowhere, Myers is fucking.
Yep.
How did he get down?
Yeah.
he just jumped.
He just jumped. He went.
He landed straight down.
Or he used one of the tunnels from Mario. He used the chimney. He came down from the chimney.
Just clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So then
he starts chasing Jamie.
And Loomis finds her. Yep. They go to the school,
which. A little creepy, Loomis, because I'm sorry, but she's running down the street and he like grabs her like a fucking, like he's gonna attack her.
So, in real life.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, in real life.
Oh, Lord.
As Jamie was running, Daniel Harris was running down the street screaming for help.
Yeah.
Some people were concerned and called the police.
That's awesome.
And were like, oh, there's a child screaming. Calling for help.
Yep.
And the cops came and was like, oh, we're just doing a movie or whatever.
What the fuck? They didn't let anybody know. That's fucking insane.
Times were different. You just go shoot a movie in your neighborhood while everyone's asleep. Don't worry about the screaming.
That's so insane. Imagine you.
Oh my God.
Go to sleep and you hear a little girl screaming for help and you try to help and it's a fucking movie.
Well, I will look out the window first and if I see there's a camera behind her, I'm like, oh, okay, they just probably shooting a movie. Mind you, the killer's like, haha, this is just a disguise.
Oh my god. So, but Loomis grabs her like he's gonna fucking attack her.
Yeah.
I was a neighbor seeing a little girl get grabbed like that. I'm like, man, get out of there.
Right.
Let her go.
So they're in the school. They're trying to get away. The alarm starts ringing. I think it's because they activate the alarm so they know they're there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And my Loomis gets attacked by Ben Tramer. he gets thrown through the window.
For three shots.
Yeah.
Three specific shots.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the pink mask, blonde hair.
Which apparently was some mistake that happened on set.
It was a late shooting. Everybody was tired, ready to go home. But yeah, so then Jamie falls down the stairs. Rachel saves her from Michael. The mob comes and takes them away in the truck. But then Michael somehow magically was under the truck holding on for dear life or something.
Imagine him dragging his feet like on the road. The
motherfucker
just holding on.
And then the motherfuckers in the back of the truck can't see a thing because there's fog. They're like, whoa.
I can't see. And then people are getting murdered behind. Nobody hears anything.
My thing is, why the fuck are y'all so concerned about looking forward? Y'all are leaving already. Y'all left the town. The only thing you should be looking is back.
There was a flashlight in the top of the truck. Like, yeah. There's headlights. Motherfucker. Right. Like, just look, I guess. If the
driver sees Myers, he'll say something.
Just drive. Thrive through him.
Sit. Like, but Michael somehow sneaks up on the truck and kills them one by one because motherfucker cannot see the person next to them get dragged back or something.
No, and then the drivers are not even feeling what's happening in the back.
Nah, they're just
I
like,
feel like I would feel that.
The drivers probably, they probably game banging back there. Don't worry about them. Don't even look back there.
JB, close your eyes.
Yeah,
close your eyes. Just look forward.
Yeah. Mind you, Michael's just murdering them.
And then he grabs the driver through the, like, kind of like the nurse, I would say, from the first one.
No, but he rips this guy's neck.
Yeah, he fucking did.
He quacked.
He quacked for sure.
That neck went quick.
And is this where she starts fighting back? Rachel, yeah, right?
Rachel's driving now. Myers is on the roof of the car or the truck. She presses the brakes and he falls over. And then she runs him over. He goes, yee!
Oh, yeah, he just jumps. Like, yeah. It's so crazy.
And then the cavalry show up. Jamie walks up to the body because they think he did. And he gets up again. They're like, Jamie, get down. And they shoot up this man. They shoot him up and he falls down the well like Samara.
Yep, completely. Mm-hmm. That man cannot be alive. After this man,
because it was shotguns.
Like, yeah, shotguns, rifles, everything.
And Myers is like, I'm dead.
In slow-mo.
Yeah.
He falls down and they're just like, finally did it.
Yeah, we cut to the house. They go give, you know, everybody's all happy. The parents are like, oh my God, glad you're okay. And then they go take Jamie upstairs to take a bath.
But then we see a mysterious POV shot of somebody grabbing a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Putting a mask on.
Yeah.
Like the original Myers
movie.
And then you see the mama about to burn fucking this girl alive because that water was steaming.
That water was boiling.
That was a little crazy. And then out of nowhere,
yeah. We don't see it in this movie.
Oh, we don't. That's true. She just hears screaming, right?
She just screams. They show it in the next one, what technically happened.
Oh, that's what I'm remembering then. Because we saw the beginning. I saw a little bit of the beginning.
Yeah, five.
Loomis.
Yeah.
Loomis was chill. Oh, Michael's back. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. But he looks up the stairs and it's just Jamie with scissors and Loomis like,
no. No.
No.
He was ready to shoot her down. Yeah.
And the cop is like, no.
You fucker. What are you doing? And I love that, like, everyone in the family just starts popping their head out. What? Oh. Yep. What? Oh. Yep. Like, one by one.
And Jamie's, like, heavy breathing with the scissors. She's the new Myers, you know.
And then it never happened.
No.
Let's go.
No, unfortunately. But Loomis was ready to fucking blast this little girl off the face of this planet. He was like, I am not letting this fucking bullshit happen again. I am not.
They should have let her, and she just flies like Myers jumping into the lake again.
Loomis is like, we're not repeating this again.
Hell no, he's done. I'm too old
for this shit.
But that was Halloween 4.
That was Halloween 4, the return of Michael.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So like what we do in every movie, we go to Letterboxd and give it a rating and a review. So, Carlos, would you like to read yours?
Sí, por favor. I gave Halloween 4, the return of Michael Myers, a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
And my review is, Halloween 4 is pure nostalgia for me. Always takes me back to my childhood, being on TV every Halloween season. H4 has its flaws like the Myers mask, but overall is a good time and a total comfort movie to just put on and shut your brain off.
Okay. I can see that. I can totally see that. Mm-hmm. I give it a 2.5.
Okay.
I said, I think it's just fine. Kills aren't really that cool because I do feel that they cut away a lot of the times. The plot is kind of weird. I do feel like, I don't know why Myers is going after this little girl. And the mask looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much my review.
Yeah, yeah. It do look cray-cray.
He got it off
Amazon for $25.
That shit was on Amazon Day. So that shit was free shipping, nothing. Yep. It was horrible. He got that shit from Wish.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
So, favorite daddy of the movie? I'm not giving it to Brad E.
Oh, no.
So,
I'm gonna give it to Loomis,
because that motherfucker crazy.
Yeah, he crazy.
No, you know what? I'm giving it to Ben Traver for coming back for that specific 3 shots.
He's like, I'm gonna kill this man.
So, yeah, I can see Loomis. I can give it to Loomis. Mm-hmm. Favorite death or favorite kill? Again, all these kills are kind of like
I'm gonna give it to Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's was the coolest one. Mm-hmm. I think that one was so visceral because of the movement of everything.
She gets yeeted to the wall.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel weird about the whole head tilt thing. I'm always like, why does he always do that?
He's admiring his hard trip.
It's fine. He doesn't have to.
I do it.
But it was a good kill. Mm-hmm. I would say so. I think that was definitely the best one out of this one. Do you have any final girl lines? I had one because.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know. So, you know, when in Halloween 4, in this one, mm-hmm. he grabs Daniel Harris.
Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. And he extinguishes him.
Yeah, yeah.
With the fire extinguisher. Uh-huh. I don't know why. That was super random. But I was like, I'd already like, time to put up the fire. Because, you know, he was on fire in the second one. Where he should have died.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, not for this.
This one has like not that many like moments like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I missed from it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no real moments.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I don't know. I could be like, you know. Not you, uncle. Oh no! But that's just a little weird. That's just a little weird. Like, oh no.
Maybe when she's gonna run him over.
Uh-huh.
Like, get the fuck out of my neighborhood or something like that. Or
oh, you ever? Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, die. You oh, son. I got one.
That's true.
You ever heard of Fast and the Furious, Myers?
Maybe Loomis could have one. Does Loomis have a moment? No, he doesn't. That's the thing. He doesn't have a moment.
Loomis' final girl line is like, oh, hell no, not again. Shoot that little girl.
I shot you 6 times. I'm shooting you 6 more.
Yeah.
Doo, 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 doo. Yeah, there's no, man, there's no real moment like that.
No.
No.
No, maybe the next one.
Maybe. Fuck.
The next one's I actually really like the ending to the next one. It's very sad.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is Jamie in the, is she in it?
In the next one, yeah. Oh, okay. I feel bad for her.
Oh, okay.
With the next ending. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can't wait to see it. I'm actually pretty excited because I don't really know much about this timeline specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
I think after 2, I feel I kind of jumped ship because I never saw 3.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you saw 3 last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I've seen it because we've covered it already, but yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it, right? That's everything? You have anything else to say?
Nah. Yeah, that's everything.
I think we're good. What are we watching next week?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
What? There's no theme song for Five Nights at Freddy's.
We'll make one up.
Maybe the movie does have one.
Oh, 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, their animatronics at the store.
Ooh.
5, there's no more because there's only 5 nights.
6.
There's no more.
7.
No, there's no more.
I'm trying to rhyme with Bonnie or something like that.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, there's animatronics at the store. grab Bonnie or your
kids.
Yeah. Oh, 5, 6. Make sure you grab all your kids.
Oh,
7, 8. They're gonna come and give you cake.
Oh,
9, 10. Never visit again.
Bars.
Fuck yeah.
That was pretty good. Okay. So it is on Peacock. So if you guys want to watch it, but also go to theaters, support that.
Mm-hmm.
Reviews are mixed online, but fans seem to love it very much. So we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Daddy's in it, so
I know Daddy's in it, so I'm excited. I heard he does a great job.
Both
so
daddies.
I'm excited for that. Oh yeah, Hutchison. Mm-hmm. Hutchison, right? That's his
Josh.
Josh Hutchison. Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, Beck. Ooh, Beck from season one of You. Jeez. Can't wait. I did hear her performance was not good in this movie. So that's okay. She can look pretty all she wants, though.
Yeah.
She's always great for me. Okay. All right. So all right. That's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for watching. We have a Five Nights at Freddy's first 3 nights online. So if you want to watch that, also give us a like and a subscribe if you like the content.
Mm-hmm. And remember,
stay spooky and stay sexy.
See you next Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.